How do I tell them?
How do I tell them?
How do I pay the bills?
How do I pay the bills?
I know what goes through your head when you're living with cancer. The questions, the fears, the need to know. How do I know? Because I'm living with cancer too. That's why I joined the Macmillan online community. And we can help people like you, whatever you need to ask. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
Wondery's new podcast, Dis and Tell, wades into the glorious mess of celebrity beef. Each episode explores a different iconic celebrity feud and asks, what does our obsession with these feuds say about us? Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Well, hello, and welcome to Dwell Hello. It's our House Hunters podcast. I'm Ben. That's Ronnie. How's it going, Ronnie?
Good. What's going on with you, baby?
Not much. Just enjoying to gathering with you again for another Dwell Hello experience. This one is called Old versus New in St. Louis. It is season 147 on Max, episode 2. And if you're saying, gosh, that's funny, because the last episode you did was Old versus New in Greenville. Was it Greenville, right? Or was it Huntsville? It was Greenville, right? If you're thinking, God, that's so funny that you did back-to-back Old versus News, that's because last time I accidentally took the notes for this episode because I got confused with the Old versus New. So we figured as long as I'd already written the notes, we might as well do this one as well. So here we are in part two of our Old versus Newathon on House Hunters.
Well, and you know, we could do this probably for the rest of our time recapping this show, because when I was searching Old versus New in Max, 10 things came up. So I think that this is just one of their old standbys. They're like, old versus new in El Paso, Texas.
We'll just go through all the old versus news and see how they pan out.
Yeah. Let's just do all the old versus new.
Or if we do House Hunters International, it'll be like old versus much older.
Yeah.
In Lyon, France.
BC versus AC.
I know. Because that's basically how everything looks in Europe on that show. Very nothing. It's like, oh, is this new construction? Yeah, this is about 1735. Great.
Yeah. Okay, so here we are in St. Louis. Linda's like, Nicole and Chris are on the hunt in their adopted city of St. Louis. They need plenty of space for entertaining all their friends and family. Let's be honest. How much friends and family can they have? This couple doesn't come across as a friends, maybe a family kind of a couple, but not friends and. I mean, if this girl had one friend, someone would have said, let me help you with your hair. I mean,
let's get you a hot oil treatment, shall we?
Or just like, layers doesn't mean just taking childproof scissors and literally cutting your entire haircut in at different lengths. It's crazy.
I know in the Midwest everything is flat, but I didn't know that meant the hair too. Poor lady.
But while Chris wants new everything, Nicole just wants to turn back time. But will she still love historical character when it comes to present day prices?
Because apparently price is what deters her from proper hair products. I don't know. My guess. Not based on fact.
Will she ever get a modern haircut, even though she's into historical homes? Like, what the hell?
Nicole wants to turn back time on houses, but we want to turn forward time on some volumizer for her. Does that make sense? Not sure, but it was a sick burn in my mind.
Nicole wants to turn back time. I want to turn Nicole's steering wheel so that she's driving towards a Fantastic Sam's.
Nicole wants to turn back time so that way she can make her hair look a little bit more like Cher's. I'm just trying to say it's very flat hair. Very flat.
She wants to turn back time. I just want to shave her fucking head. It's like, whoa, Linda. Linda getting a little dark there, Linda.
Sorry. She's very triggering to me. She reminds me of a babysitter. Linda, this is not part of the narration.
So we see Nicole and this guy walking somewhere in St. Louis, and you can tell that they're transplants because they only want to be places that are near the arch. Like,
we just moved all the way to St. Louis. We better hang out under the arch and get our money's worth.
So Nicole's like, my name's Nicole, and I'm a product specialist at a major pet food manufacturer that did not want to be named on House Hunters.
Girl.
They're like, hi, Nicole, this is Shandy from Alpo Corporate. We're going to have to make sure you don't mention us on House Hunters. Yeah, you're just not the ambassador that we see for our brand. Thank you.
Do you know how much dog food I've tasted for this company?
I'm in QA for Alpo International, which means that once a week I dress up in a dog costume and try the food.
And Chris is his name. He says, my name is Chris, and I'm an airline pilot at a major U.S. airline. I'm Spirit. I'm calling it right now.
It's Spirit. It's Spirit.
Calling it now. They're both transplants to St. Louis. They met online 3 years ago. And speaking of transplants, let's try and get Nicole one for her hair.
Can we get a hair transplant? How about this? Can we get a bump it? Just a bump it and put it all around her head. All right.
Well, since I've been in St. Louis longer than Chris has, I've really shown him a lot of the city. I've taken him to all of the tourist attractions. The arch with my cat on it.
In an arch.
I told him, hey, let's go to the arch and you can take a photo of me trying dog food.
Oh,
and he goes, yeah, you know, there's lots of great neighborhoods for food and drinking, like human food, not the food that Nicole eats, you know. And
well, hey,
because
you gotta have that too if you just keep it in your purse, am I right?
So he
Nicole's laugh.
Whoa, Nicole. What are we doing to Nicole?
I know that's how she laughs. I know that I'm dragging Nicole like by the ankles through a really rough patch, but I love Nicole. I think she's like the cutest thing. And she just seems like such a sweet person who's like finally found love. You know? I'm just
They're
like
actually
so happy
like a
for
great
her.
Couple. They're like a great couple. They're like funny. Like all the like he just wants to play video games and then like have people over. And like they're like just really nice and we're like, drag her. So but then they're like, he's like, yeah, and also like we love parks. And then we see them walking through like this disgusting park. It's like mud and puddles and dead leaves. They're like, wow, isn't St. Louis beautiful?
She's like,
isn't it amazing? This is one of the only parks I've ever seen where needles grow out of the ground.
And then he goes, hey, I hear there's a brewery opening up in downtown. A brewery in St. Louis, you don't say. Who would have thought?
A brewery.
The brewery.
And she's like, so they go to the brewery, and he's like, I think I'm going to get the Art of Neurosis IPA.
Oh, yeah, these beers that they order.
These are such IPAs.
Because they're big beer drinkers, by the way. And so, yeah, he goes, I'm going to get the Art of Neurosis IPA. And she goes, I'm going to get the Cat Spit Oatmeal Stout.
And he goes, of course we're going to get your cat spit. And he tells us, I'm not a cat person. And she goes,
he is now.
I have two cats, Bowie and Rudder, and they've been with me for 8 years. I'm like, so why do you have boat-themed cats, but you're married to a pilot?
Got and don't wrong. Cats hate water?
And also, shouldn't you live by the ocean? ma'am, I'm sorry to say we're out of the cat spit oatmeal stout. Okay, could I get the dog vomit pilsner? Use that in now or no?
No, but we do have something that tastes like that. Tropop? You ever heard of that? Someone left it free here.
Oh, and also, sir, the Art of Neurosis IPA, we're out of that one, too. Do you have any other choices? What about Oedipus Rex Ale? Is that, you got some of that in?
Can I try this? I Fucked Your Mother. Is that light?
Do you have narcoleptic semen pale ale?
Wow, you give you a little time and look where you go.
I was trying to remember. I was blanking so hard.
Narcoleptic semen.
I was blanking so hard. I was trying to say narcissist. I couldn't, and all I could hear was narcoleptic. I was like, it's not narcoleptic. I was like, whatever, go with it.
Well, these two losers live in an 800 square foot bungalow. That's right, in St. Louis. So, anybody want to ask Nicole how much they pay her to taste dog food every day? Or shall we just gander that it's free?
Well, it's small, but we pretend it's a houseboat, which is why we attach rudder to the bottom of the house and then just stick buoy in the driveway and say, here we go, all sail.
Well, Nicole already owned this place when they got married. And then we see Chris and Nicole rocking on like the saddest porch swing of all time.
They're like on top of each other in this like porch swing that's made for like 1.5 people. And they're just like trying to make it work as like a couple's porch swing.
Yeah. So we see them at play their home. And she's been there for 9 years. She's like,
yeah, I bought it when I first moved to St. Louis, and it was perfect for one person, but not one person plus Bully plus Rudder plus Chris.
And Chris is like on the sofa playing video games, and then Nicole is like in a chair, and she's got this enormous black book. I think maybe it was a photo album, but it was like she decided to look up the city archives of St. Louis. Turns out someone lived here in 1705.
I do like the idea of her just sitting there with a photo book.
Okay, you play Breath of the Wild. I'm going to look through this photo book. Oh, look, it's us under the arch.
Oh, here's a picture of the time we brought Rudder into the elevator that goes up the arch, and Rudder got scared, and they had to close down the entire arch for 48 hours looking for her.
Well, they want a home in downtown St. Louis, and their budget, $6. Their budget is $350,000. I'm moving.
The fuck? I know.
I like St. Louis.
Yeah,
I'm out of here.
St. Louis had that really cool neighborhood. Remember, we also went to that part of St. Louis the second time we went, where we stayed in that hotel that was themed like the moon. But like that strip was so cute.
Oh, was that the place? The moon hotel or whatever?
We went to St. Louis twice. The first time we went, we stayed at like a random hotel that was like, for some reason, there were like bikers downstairs. Like all these bikers like would park in the parking lot downstairs and rev their bikes. And then they would run off. That was so annoying. But then our show was in this really hipster spot, which was really cool. And then the second time...
Well, that hotel was pretty hipster, too. That was like the Loft Hotel. That was a really nice one.
Yeah. And then the second time we stayed in that like Atomic Age moon-themed hotel, which was wild. But that was made no sense. But that street, there was like several blocks of like cute shops and restaurants. It was like really cute.
Yeah, that was a cute place. Yeah, I like that. Oh, I think I'm thinking of Kansas City. I was about to say it's pretty methy, but I think that was Kansas. Remember, there were just all those meth guys outside? Literally, not like, oh my God, Kansas they look City? Like meth heads.
Actually, we only did, what? Yeah. Yeah, we only did Kansas City once, yeah.
It was pretty methy. Yeah. So Nicole wants to spend less than $350,000, which is crazy. And she's like, well, what we wanted wasn't in my price range. We've been looking. So we're like, we had to take it up a little bit. And he goes, yeah, there's not much in her price range. She literally eats cat food every morning and calls it a job.
Because I'm cheap. It turns out that giant book was just like all her receipts. Look where I saved money. So then
Linda, pack.
The differences between them don't stop at budget. Nicole would like a historical home, and Chris just wants someone who doesn't eat cat food for breakfast.
Chris just wants her to take one Tic Tac. Just one.
Chris just wants an actual fancy feast.
So she wants a historic home. And she's like, well, it's because older houses, you know, they're solid. And they've been there for 75 to 100 years. I mean, they're like people. Look at people. They get to 100 and... they die.
No! No, they don't!
Chris is like, yeah, those houses, they're solid until they're not. Sort of like your breath. So Chris, he's like, you know, and by the way, I'm not that handy with homes. I mean, look at me. I'm a pilot. We're going to have to pay for it anyway, so we might as well buy it, move in ready.
And this is like such a guy thing to do on the show, and we've said it 100 times recapping this. He's like, I grew up in a colonial style home, so that's where I want to live because that's how I grew up. Oh my God, live a little, okay?
Yeah.
Fucking live a little. You don't need to live in the same house you grew up in, Chris.
Yeah, you can change it up in St. Louis as long as you're being wild in St. Louis and ordering things like the art of, you know, self-involvement IPA, then you might as well change up the architectural style.
Really, bro? You just got a cup of cum in my eye. Okay. Like live a little.
That's the actual name of the beer. Cup of cum.
Yeah.
So Nicole says that she's looking for a Foursquare style home, which I like to think of like she likes a home that looks like the old app Foursquare. She's like, I really like to check in. So she's like, I love the character and I love the original architectural features of a Foursquare, which by the way, I had never even heard of a Foursquare home. I did not know that was even a thing.
I didn't know either. And she's like, yeah, we love to entertain. Like, normally, like, we have to move all of our furniture out of the living room so we can fit everybody in there. So, like, it would be nice to have, like, an open concept floor, maybe. And then, like, you know, like, a floor to hold a lot of people, maybe. And, like, possibly, like, a room, like, you know, where we can eat the cat food with the people.
Note to self, never go to a party at Chris and Nicole's place where you go in and you're in a tiny room and there's nowhere to sit because all the chairs have been moved out.
They're all on the lawn.
I know. With Rudder.
So Chris loves to cook. So he wants an island with a stovetop built in, which is very specific.
I know.
Why do you need the stove in the island? That's,
I guess maybe,
I mean, I've seen it, but.
Maybe when he's cooking, he can look at people. I always think it's weird to have a stovetop on the island. I'm not opposed to it. I just feel like I want the island to be like a work area, not an area where I could like burn my hand. And
well, also that's where people hang out. Do people hang out at the island talking to you while you're cooking? You don't want them like right at the flame.
I know. And then you're going to wind up having to do like Benihana kind of stuff because you're all facing everyone. But I
think you're going to have all their talk spit in your stuff, you know?
Yeah. I think the gist is that when you have it there, you can then like look at everyone. But I don't know. It feels just dangerous to have a stovetop like out in the open like that.
Yeah, it does. So she just wants outdoor space because they have a lot of friends, guys. She's like,
we normally need enough room to play all of our yard games.
Oh, God, they're yard game people. It's like, hey, do you guys want to come over to our party? There's no place to sit, but there's so many yard games. I'm like, no yard games. Don't make me play. Cornhole,
your favorite. Another thing they both want, a large master bedroom. And Chris is like, yeah, where we live, the bath is small. So, like, if you're on the toilet, you can put your feet into the bathtub.
And we see it in here. They really can. And then he also says, I would really love to have a finished basement for entertaining and, like, we can show movies. And also, like, an area for me to play video games with my friends. And Nicole goes, Nerd alert. You're the one eating cat food with Rudder and Bowie, okay?
Okay, so let's go to house one. It's a Foursquare style. Even after seeing it, I still don't understand what it means.
Wait a second. There's one more thing before we do house number one.
Oh, okay.
We're one last unique item on their wish list. Shampoo! Chris goes...
A comb.
A blow dryer. Really anything.
A mirror. A clue. A prayer.
Breath mint. Really, there's so many things that could be on their list.
I'll just keep coming up with stuff. You guys can edit whatever you want. Just slot it in there.
So Chris goes, as a pilot, I spend a lot of time away from home, and when I do get back, I'm looking for a house that has a large open area when you first walk in that would just welcome me in and let me know I'm home. I'm like, how about you get a welcome mat? You're the one who's voluntarily flying all around, okay?
How about the fact that you put your key in the door and turned it and you opened it and walked inside? That's your fucking welcome. Like, what do you want, a fucking parade for coming home from Spirit?
I know, exactly. If you don't want to be, like, if you, like, if it's such an issue that you're away from home for so long, get a different job, okay? Starbucks is always hiring.
Yeah, exactly. So, house number one is the four square. Do you understand what this style is? I'm going to look it up right now.
Four, I think it's just like style, a boxy kind of home. Let's see. Four square home. An American four square. Maybe it's a home where you can play with a big red bouncy ball and bounce it from square to square.
Is it a square home? I mean, they do look just like two-story homes. They all have the little, they have a triangular roof, and then they all have like the little thing in the center of the roof. The window, the three window thing, or the two window thing.
I forget what they're called.
And the second floor has, I guess, two windows, and the bottom floor has two windows. So I guess that's what it is, a square house with four windows. And then there's like a little columned patio thing in the front.
Are those little windows porticos? Is that what a portico is? I forget. But
no, the porticos, aren't those the round, the little round windows? Like, they look like portholes.
No, portico is actually like that little, it's almost like a little entry, it's a little thing over the door. I forget what they're called, those little windows. But I'm looking on the American four square actually
has a porch.
A Wikipedia.
A portico is a porch leading to the entrance of a building.
It's killing me, the window thing. But the American four square, it looks like it's actually a brand name. It was a reaction to the ornate and mass-produced elements of the Victorian and Revival styles popular through the whatever. So they are plain. Oh, this is funny. This is so Nicole. The American foursquare was plain, often incorporating handcrafted, quote-unquote, honest woodwork, unless it was purchased from a mail-order catalog. So I love, she's like, I want the plainest house. I want a house whose signature element is that it's plain.
I want a house like my hair. Plain, needs work. Okay.
Dormers. So, they're called dormers.
Right. Okay, so they go see the first house, and she's like, oh my God, I love this neighborhood. There's so many old homes here. And he goes, yeah, I love that there's so many trees here. It's like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree is there. It's like a stick in the ground.
There was one scraggly tree, and he's like, wow, it's so lush. So he's like, I can tell from Nicole's face that she really likes this home, or that she brought some Shiba cat food. I'm not sure. One of those two things.
She might have just found some gerbil feed under a rock. I don't know, but she looks fucking happy right now. I'll tell you that.
Secretly, though, I'm a little disappointed that it's so old and that it's not colonial. It better have a foyer. It better have a foyer.
So then we meet realtor Paul Sega. Wow, what a quote-unquote character, huh?
He reminded me of Art Smith. Do you remember Art Smith? Oprah's chef.
Who would, like,
he would always appear on, for a while he appeared on Top Chef, and he was like, I'm wacky, I'm Art Smith. He was on Top Chef
Masters.
Oh,
yes, yes. He's like, I am Southern. Let me tell you something about down-home cooking.
I'm wacky. Look, I lost weight. So Paul's like, welcome to 1927 Holly Hills. It's a historic home. And guess what? Today is Nicole's day. It is the plainest of plain homes. Welcome. This home is so plain. No wonder why you married Chris, because he literally drives a plane. Wow. Welcome to your plain home in the plains.
The kitchen is large enough for you to open a box of plain crackers, which I know is probably all you fucking weirdos eat. Let's go check that out.
Let's see. Look how many saltines you can put in these cupboards. Am I right? Hmm. So it's 3-bed, 2.5-bath, 2,900 square feet.
This is crazy. And it's $360 or something, $365,000. And you're like, oh! Nicole's like, that is disgusting. That is so high above the budget. I'm like, that is a 3,000 square foot home, ma'am. Are you crazy? That's huge.
It is huge. And that 365, oh my God, that is wild. But the budget was 350, right? So it's 15,000. Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you would go so far over the budget. Come on.
I just want people to take out a calculator and calculate how much $15,000 is worth over 30 years. Because that, what, that's like, that's going to add like $40 to your bill. Sorry, but that's the truth.
Do it, Nicole. Okay, so Chris is like, wow, I guess I'm hearing a basement in this price. And he goes, we're going to talk about that.
I'm literally kept making the calculation right now. I can't control myself. I'm doing the math. I'm so mad.
But then you have to do the mortgage rate and the interest rate and all that crap.
But it's not going to be like, those are not going to add like $1,000 per month, right? Like,
I don't know. You put in the government, guess what you're getting? Fucked. Okay. Here's how much your mortgage is going to be. Fucked in the butthole.
Look, 15,000 divided by 30 means it's going to be $500 per year, which divided by 12 is going to be it's literally $41 extra per month. So then add like $20-$25 for all the other things. I'm saying,
yeah, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
You can do it. Okay, so there's a porch. She likes that. And Chris is like, well, I guess this is more of a patio than a porch, but that could work. Oh, really, Chris? Really? We're gonna parse that. Let's get your ass inside.
All right. Okay. Just settle down. So Paul's like, I'm bringing Nicole and Chris this house specifically because it melts vintage historic charm with quite a bit of updates. Also, by the way, did I mention it's like a deeply, deeply plain home? Plus, I also get to try out these new white frames, show them off. Pretty cool, huh? I'm such a character.
Nicole is the whitest person I've showed a home to for a long time, so I'm going to have white frames today because I'm a glasses frames personality kind of a gay. And I changed my personality. I've changed my glasses based on my personality for the day.
So they walk in and there's a foyer. So Chris is very happy. And there's some like really cute like stained glass windows. And Paul's like, he's like, yeah, those windows, that's one of 12 in the whole house. I'm like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I couldn't tell by the way he said that.
I mean, they're beautiful. I worry about insulation. I worry about neighbor noise. I will say I love this house. I loved it. This is my style house. It's just so nice. The real wood floors and it's old, but it's all new. Like they've kept it up well. It's painted nicely. I love the stained glass. I just think it's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Paul takes a look at the built-in shelves and goes, oh, look, there's shelves. I can put books there. Yeah.
I love a man with imagination. And so they're like walking around. Nicole loves all the character. And Chris is like, by the way, it's not really a very open concept because there's archways. But then again, also archways. It's like we're living under the arch.
Oh my God, let's take a picture. By the way, it is kind of open. I mean,
it is open.
Yeah. So thank you. Because I was like, this is open, right? I mean, the kitchen wasn't open. The kitchen was a separate room. So I guess it's not open concept in that way. But okay. So they're like, oh my God, I like everything but the chandelier. We're not taking it. I was like, guys, it's going to cost you $5. Okay.
This is like the last one we did where the girl was like, you know, I like this house, but it doesn't have a blue door. And the mother's like, you can paint the blue door. So
idiot.
There's like a lot of counter space. I mean, it's a small kitchen, but it looks like a very usable kitchen to me. Like, there's a lot of counter space, and but Chris is really balking at it because it's like, I think he just wanted a really big kitchen so he could entertain people.
Yeah, you know, I'm sick of the open kitchen thing. I have one. You have to keep it clean all the time. I kind of miss the days of just being having an embarrassing kitchen, leaving shit piled up in the sink and everyone not just seeing what a slob you are at all times, you know? I miss that.
I mean, I think an open concept is really good if you have a small space and you're trying to make it feel bigger and you don't want to feel as cramped. But, you know, not everything has to be an open concept. My friend.
Yeah. Also, remember ignoring people in your own home? Wasn't that nice? When your dad would be like, hi, family. And he's like, fuck these fucking people. And then he had his study. And then your sister would like go to the playroom. And she had a different, like everyone had like a different place they could be where you don't have to look at each other. Like the way houses are now, you just know where everyone is at all times and what they're doing, what they're watching. And if you have a TV on in one room, it's competing with the TV in the other room. Ugh, gross.
Yeah, And on top of that, honestly, you have more flexibility in terms of like decor and style if you have more walls. Like you can paint walls different colors and you can actually have more areas to hang art. Like actually in my place is open concept. And like in the main area is open concept, which I love. I love how big an area it is. Like I absolutely love it. Like obviously I'm an open concept person, but like for as big as that nice big room is with all the windows and everything, there's actually like not a lot of space to hang art. Like I want to put stuff on the walls, but there's like no wall to put stuff on. And so that is a strange and funky downside to an open concept.
Yeah. Agreed. Okay. So
as if I even had this art is to a, hang.
But yeah. This house is super nice. I really like it. There's a they don't have master bathrooms, which they don't like, but the bathrooms are so nice. I mean, they're like all of the what looks like the original tile and all of that good stuff and historic home. Love that. Yeah. And there's a heated floor in one. And guess who's going to love that? The cats.
The cats. And Nicole, that's where she likes to eat. The other thing is that there's the basement. Chris is really all about a basement, and so the basement is like unfinished. It's like partially unfinished. You have walk through an unfinished area to get to a finished area. It's like the bonus room, and he's like, yeah, this is exactly what I'm looking for. I can definitely see putting a TV on that wall and like some surround sound. And like, by the way, there is a really creepy toilet over there, though. I was like, yes, that's exactly what you want when you're gathering your friends over. Like, hey, come down and hang out in the den. Just don't mind the creepy toilet and the exposed wires that you have to walk through.
Yeah, all it needs is a door. I mean, it's where you poop. Like, how fancy do you need it? It's like where a bunch of weird gamers are going to meet up. Just like, at least they have somewhere to pee, you know?
Now they're talking about the house, and Chris is like, well, I was hoping for something, you know, just a little bit newer, something more of a compromise. I'm actually pretty surprised at how small that kitchen was, you know, like, but it was updated, which was nice. And, but you know what, the house is like, for a house that's like currently four times the size of our house, that was really disappointing how small the kitchen is. I'm like, to be fair, I think you could probably just go into a Dunkin' Donuts and it'll probably be four times the size of your current house.
Yeah. And she's like, it's really hard because, like, I don't want to put my hopes into this house because it's so high over budget.
Well, you put a lot of hopes into Chris. So, you know, sometimes you just got to go out on a limb.
To get under budget, Nicole might have to do a little more than compromise. And they start walking in another park. And I'm like, oh, my God, is he going to start selling Nicole? He's going to, like, start turning out Nicole. What is Linda getting at?
Hey, honey, let's go take another walk in a mucky park, shall we? Okay.
There's a lot more parks in St. Louis than I thought. Thank God I can turn this trick.
And he's like, maybe this weekend we can go flying. Or we can eat cat food. Either one. So, working with a budget of $350,000... Chris and Nicole are looking for their first house together in St. Louis. So far, they've seen a historic four square, also known as the plainest house in all of plain houses, large enough to fit their entertaining needs, LOL that they have friends. But it's over budget, and the kitchen lacks the island that Chris wants. Next up, a newer build for Chris.
Well, it looks like this one's more in his camp than in my camp.
And this one is the new one, right?
Yeah, well, the newer one. And Paul's like, welcome to Boulevard Heights. This is one of St. Louis's newest neighborhoods.
So, which is why I'm wearing blue glasses. It's like, oh, geez, this queen's going to try a different pair of glasses every house? Come on.
He's wearing stripes that are sort of like the Hudson Bay Company, which is like this Canadian company that has like famous stripes, but they're not. I'm like, you're going to really wear a rip-off Hudson Bay pattern on this show? I don't know.
See,
I don't know how many people are actually upset about that, but I did, of course. So Paul's like, yeah, this has all the bells and whistles of new construction, but does it have character?
Dun, dun, dun. So they come in. This one is called new construction. This one's not cute. It's open. You know, it is an open floor plan. But it's
awful.
It's awful. This one's terrible. This one's just hideous.
Everything's like piled up on each other in that living space, right? It was like the couch is like abutting the dining room table or whatever.
Yeah, whoever. I don't know if someone still lives there. It looks like someone lives there, and there's like a when it goes to the kitchen, there's a counter that looks like one of those counters that you put bar stools at,
yeah.
You know, so people can kind of, except they put the dining room table right there. And so the chairs are kind of backed up into that. I mean, it's just not.
It's awful. Yeah, it's got like a, kind of like a peninsula. And yeah, nothing makes sense. Like even, maybe it's just like terribly staged, but this is the worst example of open concept where it's like, yes, it's technically open concept, but without any sort of usefulness, right? It's just like one big long room. So like, that's not, it's like a big hallway that like with table touching chairs and chairs touching stools and stools touching.
And he's like, there's no foyer. How am I supposed to know I'm home? I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
So is there anywhere to hang coats? Oh, no, I can't hang my coat. We can't buy this place.
How am I supposed to know I'm not on the airplane still?
I know.
God.
I hate to, like, shatter his worldview, but there is such a thing as coat racks that you can purchase. You don't necessarily need to have a closet.
So he likes the kitchen because there's an island, but then we see the island. And first of all, I don't know who set this kitchen up, but the kitchen seems to be sideways. You walk in and there's an island, but it's really small. It looks like the height of a table, and it's square. And then it's kind of facing the wrong way. It's weird. I'm not
it's
sure.
It's like a chunky mailbox that they just said, this is an island. Like it's like a filing cabinet. It's just there so that they can say that the kitchen has an island, but it is so not functional.
Yeah. And so they go look around. They go to look at the backyard or whatever. And it's a small backyard. And he goes, God, that is tiny. Holy cow, is there even enough room for a grill out here? And she's like, it's way too small to have our friends over. Can we play horseshoes in the island? He's like, no.
And then there's like a family, and then there's this weird family room that's like off of the kitchen. So you have this open concept that goes to the kitchen, and then the layout then veers to the right, and there's like a weird den kind of area. That's like nothing makes sense with this layout. It's terrible. And this is allegedly new construction, which meant that someone built this recently thinking that they were fitting into modern trends.
Yeah. Didn't work out so great. So there's a basement. This is an unfinished basement, but it's really big. And he's like, whoa, I could be in a basement. You know what I see when I look at this basement? A basement. So I could totally picture that. He's like, well, we can add stuff later on because it's under budget, right? I hate when people keep saying that. Do you know how much it costs to have someone come in and put in walls? Just walls.
Just to do the smallest thing. I have a door in my house that has warped, and now if I try to open it, it's against the floor. It's like, arr! So all I have to do is get a handyman to shave off an inch of this door, and it's taken me a year just to shave off an inch of a door. You think it's just you're just gonna get some vintage touches added to this shitty generic house? Absolutely not.
And what is a vintage touch? What does that mean? You don't just add vintage touches anyway.
I don't know. Isn't that like an oxymoron, adding a new vintage touch? Like, I don't think that works.
You know what we need? New vintage.
Also, when they're looking at one of the bathrooms, because the bathroom's nice, and there's like this really big garden tub, and Nicole's like, well, we're not really bath people or shower people. Sorry, I know it wasn't my turn to speak yet, but I just couldn't resist.
These people won't even go near a garden hose. Really hate grooming.
That's why I encourage their neighbors just to throw water balloons at them. Just anything, just to wash the grime off.
Okay, so let's see. The next house number three, is a four-bedroom, four-bath. And I think he's in yellow glasses today. There's new glasses.
I think so. And yeah. It's a brick house, which is cute, actually. And Chris is like, you know, I'm liking that this house has a front porch nook. I just wish it were bigger. I'm like, sir, you are so lucky to have any sort of porch. I'm just not ready. I'm not here for Chris's complaining about porches and patios.
I will not accept that from you, Chris. So Paul's like, welcome to the Hill. This is a turn of the century, 1901 Victorian-esque shell.
Okay. That's what I want to hear from my ass. It's a shell. It's a Victorian-esque shell.
Yeah. But it does have a turnkey interior inside. And she goes, oh my God, perfect, right on budget.
It's also haunted by a dead parrot, which is why it's so cheap. Okay, let's come on in. I'm bringing Chris and Nicole to this house because it's the perfect marriage of his wants and her flat hair. Okay, let's take a look.
Her historic love of pioneer hair.
So there's a foyer. So Chris, of course, is like, you know, in ecstasy. He's like, oh yeah, separate foyer.
Oh my God, anybody want to watch me take off my jacket and hang it up? God damn, this is hot.
Oh, it's like I'm home, you know, because without this foyer, I think I'm just getting onto another jet. Oh, yes.
So this one's kind of pretty, but it is small and open concept. And they're like, where do you even put the TV in here? Which I think is a very good thing to ask. I think a lot of people don't ask that when they're looking at places. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't think about it when they're making a new home. But TVs in modern homes are like 100 inches. I need...
It's true.
You better think about where that thing goes.
Yeah. And so they have like... It's interesting because it's kind of like open concept and also closed concept at the same time, right? Because there's like a living and a dining room that are open concept. And then the dining room opens up to like an eat-in kitchen. And the kitchen's like big. This is like really nice.
Yeah. The stagers, for whatever reason, decided to put red everywhere. It's like, you know what's going to make this place stand out? Red. Let's put red in there. There's red chairs and red everywhere. It's weird. And like mustard plates. But this show's not about the staging. I get it. But whoever staged this place is a weirdo.
I think St. Louis needs some help with its staging. I think that's what
for real.
Learned.
I feel like Paul did this. It looks like a colored like glasses kind of a design.
I totally agree. And then he's like, and now check this out. A walk-in pantry, which, by the way, I would love a walk-in pantry. That would be my dream.
I don't have a pantry. I don't have any pantry.
Really?
Yeah, it sucks.
I just have a cupboard, and I have, not cupboard, but like I've got like shelves with, I guess it's a cupboard, right? Cabinet. I've got a cabinet, but it's like really, really, really deep. And I think like the idea is like, look, it's really deep, so you can keep everything you want in here. But of course, everything that's deep, that's in the back, you can't access. And it's also high up. So like, it's all wasted space and it drives me nuts. And I just want to walk in pantry someday in my life.
Yeah. It sounds like a dream. Wow. So they go outside. They do like the outside, I think, a little bit better, but there's like a garage in the back of the yard and it's just a roof. And what do they call it?
They call it a garage. And they're like, garage? It's not a garage. It's a garage. Meaning that it's literally a garage door. Like you open up a garage door and a car pulls in, but the structure is open. It's like, you've heard of like, you know, like at a restaurant, like a cafe that has like indoor-outdoor dining. This is like indoor-outdoor garage.
It's super weird. And it's also not painted or anything. So there's a roof on it, but there's no walls.
There's like side walls and there's a front wall on the street, but there's no back wall. So you park your car and then you just walk into the yard. So it's like aesthetically covered and it has the feeling of a garage, but it's not
a
garage.
Yeah, super weird. I've never seen that.
That was the weirdest thing I've seen.
So Paul's like, that's called covered parking. Okay, you ungrateful little fucks. So let's go. And you're willing to spend $2 in a Tootsie Roll wrapper. Okay.
What, you never heard of innovation? Come on now. So they go upstairs.
By the way, he's not Southern. I just like that you made him arch me.
He's not, but I
cooked
can't
for
stop.
Oprah. I don't need this shit.
So, you know, upstairs is like it's like a nice second floor. By the way, to Paul's credit, I like the way he sort of doesn't like them, because whenever Chris complains, he's like, well, Chris, today's not your day. Okay. Today's flat hair's day. Tomorrow you get yours.
And he also says things like, I don't care. Well, I mean, he doesn't say I don't care, but in a way he does. When they're like, what is that, a garage? He's like, it's a garage. Well, I don't like that. Okay. He just like, he'll just make like a little okay and move along with the house. Like, do you want me to apologize for the way that I personally built this home? You fucking like, numbskulls.
You want me to take notes from someone who's not even wearing matching glass frames? Okay. Okay.
Quiet down, Spirit Airlines. Okay.
So they go up to the, there's like a bonus area upstairs. And so even though there's not like a good basement for the game room, there is like a bonus, like a good game room area upstairs. And they're like, oh, and by the way, if you look through this window, you can see the arch. I'm like, oh my God, there's a view of the arch. It's like, if you stand on your left foot and then jump on the third hop, you'll probably be able to see the very tip of that arch. They're like, wow, how special. Nicole's like, see the arch.
It's amazing. We can take pictures of each other right from this room.
So they go down to the basement, which is terrible. And Chris is like, this is awful. It's like, yeah, dummy. Why do you think I showed you the bonus space on the third floor, you idiot?
And now it's time to decide. Nicole's like, I love house number one. Stained glass windows, original wood floors. I lied down there and ate a little bit of cat food. It was delicious.
But there was no island, and there was no stovetop on an island. Oh, and it didn't remind me of my childhood in a colonial.
How do I even know I'm home without a foyer?
House two, he loves the new construction, but it lacked the character. But it had a good backyard, and then house, oh no, it had a bad backyard.
But with no cornhole. Dun, dun. Small backyard. I had a small backyard with no cornhole availability.
And then house three was, you know, it was like, looked like new construction from the curb. So, and they're like, wow, how many houses can you see the arch from? I'm like, I imagine in St. Louis, you can see the arch from several houses, to be honest. It's kind of a tall thing.
I thought they were going to choose house number three because it was kind of in the middle of what both of them wanted. But you know what? It's so hard to pick on this show because they pick number one. My favorite.
Yeah, I thought they were going to do house number three, which, by the way, I didn't mind house number three. I thought house number three seemed all right. But yeah. They chose house number one, and then they move in, and they just move all their shitty small bungalow furniture in. Like, all it's just all this pleather crap, just disgusting all in this house. It's like, okay, well, here it is. But they were actually really cute because... Then he got one of those like IKEA islands that you can like build, and he like,
yeah, the little rolly ones.
It was actually really cute.
Yeah, he's gonna spill off that thing a lot though. I feel like he's the guy who's gonna do all his chopping on that and be like, oh, you're gonna be like, God damn it, Paul, you spilled again, or Chris, you spilled again, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, they're actually like a super cute couple, and like he basically was like, yeah, I'm gonna get the house that she wants, and I was like, yeah, you're a good man, Paul. I mean, Chris, and you too, yeah. Paul.
Oh, you're just so generous, Chris. Chris, you have no taste. We saw what you wanted, okay? So now you're going to get the fucking 3,000 square foot home, also because it's the biggest and the best. Shut up, Chris. No one needs your opinion. So they go in there, and they're sitting on... where they're in the basement, and there's lawn chairs in there. And he goes, yeah, this is her style. Cheap. And they laugh.
He goes, you know, I've really come to appreciate the character more. It makes me... look back and realize how many people have loved this house. And your wife, she's a slut. Sorry, I just can't control myself.
Every person your wife sleeps with, she lets cut a little bit off of her hair. That's why it's so lumpy and uneven.
You know what she says about the arch? Hair goals. And that's it.
Oh. And everyone, that's it, yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to Dwell Hello. We'll be back in 2 more weeks with another recap of an episode. As always, we love suggestions. If you want to send us a suggestion for House Hunters or House Hunters International or even in one of the stranger House Hunters, there's some weird other House Hunters out there, email it to us at watchacrappens@gmail.com and please put in your subject, Dwell Hello suggestion. If you don't do that as the subject, there's a very high chance we will never see the email. So thanks, everyone, in advance for those suggestions. And we're going to catch you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Being an actual royal is never about finding your happy ending. But the worst part is, if they step out of line or fall in love with the wrong person,
it changes the course of history.
I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
We've been telling the stories of the rich and famous on the hit Wondery show, Even the Rich, and talking about the latest celebrity news on Rich and Daily. We're going all over the world on our new show, Even the Royals.
We'll be diving headfirst into the lives of the world's kings, queens, and all the wannabes in their orbit throughout history. Think Succession meets The Crown meets real life.
We're going to pull back the gilded curtain and show how royal status might be bright and shiny, but it comes at the expense of, well, everything else. Like your freedom, your privacy, and sometimes even your head. Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Even the Royals early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.